So are you, bud?
Wow, nice and quiet, huh?
Want some cricket noises?
Sure. All right, what's up, guys?
Whoa.
I'm here to talk about CBTS again. You might remember me doing it last year. Actually, I gotta turn the mic on. So, I'm enrolled in Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. I'm pursuing the MDiv degree with the support of the elders. And so I know what you're thinking. Well, I guess anyone can do it then. And you're right. So that's why I'm up here. To encourage the rest of you to take a look and consider what CBTS is all about. So the reason that we bring it up and we tell you guys about it is because the mic's kind of going on and off. I might just turn it off. The way this seminary does things is that they partner with churches, and the church gives them some support. And what happens is that then any member of the church can take classes free of charge. So if you're going to pursue a pastoral degree, you have to be a male. But female members can take classes and things too. So you have two ways of doing that. You can audit a class, which means you can just go through the class without credit. That's a really good idea if you want to just get an idea of what the classes are about, or if you want to learn. But with that, you're not really getting the full experience. You're not taking quizzes and tests. And you're like, even better. But you do mess up.
Full experience.
You mess up. But yeah, you can see the books they're reading. And if there's a book review, you can go ahead and write your own book review. So that is a really good option. But the other option is to actually choose a program. So I wanted to. So first of all, what is this place? They say it's a confessional Reformed Baptist seminary. So that means they subscribe to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith. You can go ahead and look that up and read through it if you're curious. Our church is, I want to say, like 99.5% aligned with everything they are. So obviously our church agreed to partner with them, so we're very like-minded. It's affordable, obviously. As I said, if you're a member here, the tuition is free of charge. Now, if you join a degree program, there are some fees. You have to pay for your books, but it's very low. And that's one of the reasons they created the seminary. Because they wanted men who perhaps already have a career, maybe they already have a family, maybe they don't really have the ability to just move down to Southern Baptist Seminary and go full time every day to class. Well, if that's someone like you, you're who this seminary is designed for. The classes are mostly self-paced. So actually I can show you right here, I've got Greek going on.
Hey.
Yeah, please pray for me. This is actually one of the only classes that's not self-paced. It's live, and for good reason, because it's more difficult, and you want the interaction with the professor. But it's the same setup. If you're in another class, you've got all these sections, and you can go ahead and just watch the lectures, do the homework, read the books, and go through it at your own pace. It's really, really cool. You do have to be self-motivated at the same time. But it's one of the benefits of this. So let's see, a couple more things I wanted to show you. Well, tell you what, let's go right into the programs. What programs are there that might interest you? There is the Master of Divinity, which is a comprehensive theological education for pastors and aspiring pastors. Then you got the Bachelor of Divinity, is this pretty much the same thing if you don't have a bachelor degree. But you have several other areas of study. Go check these out. Master of Arts in Theological Studies. You got Pastoral Studies. You have Master of Arts in Reformed Baptist Studies. Jonathan Brown is actually following that program, and we'll hear more from him in a second. These are some of the classes that are offered. So just let your eyes kind of browse over some of that. Really cool stuff. They're very strong doctrinally, and they offer a wide array of all types of classes.
Hey Dave, are those actual classes, or because I know Hillsdale has that free online stuff too, but I'm not sure if those are actual classes.
These are actual classes. Yep, these are all classes.
So you go into a classroom?
No, they're online.
Oh, they're online.
They're online classes. Yeah.
But are you getting, papers, graded and things like that?
Yes, yeah. Like I said, if you choose to audit a class, you're just kind of an observer. But if you enter into the class, if you enroll, yes, you're tested and you have papers to write, and it's a very rigorous academic training. I mentioned Jonathan is in the, let me go back to that. Where was that? What's it called, Jonathan?
Marbs. It's a big one by itself.
Marbles. Marbles. So, Jonathan, can you tell us a little bit about how you got enrolled? Like, what's the process? If someone just has how do you go from having an interest to actually jumping in and pursuing a program?
So it's extremely straightforward. I filled out the apply button. And I also talked to a fella at the registrar's office at the seminary. The seminary has a very lean administration, so I talked to Blake Castle, and I've also, for a couple people, connected them by email to see about options. But I talked to them. There was a one-hour interview where we talked about what are your goals, why are you doing this, what's your background. And I was kind of looking at the MATS, the theological studies, which is kind of a catch-all degree, which I believe our friend Dave Worden is enrolled in. But as he said, since I had a degree from Masters Online, they referred to me as, oh, you're one of those fellows from a different background and tradition. So this is the, for people from a dispensational training, they made the MARBS thing to correct them theologically. I was enrolled and taking courses within a week.
So yeah, Dave Worden, so me, Jonathan Brown, Zach Pavaza, and Dave Worden are I think the only four men who are enrolled.
Well, actually, my brother Greg is finishing, but he started while he was at Providence.
Okay, so there's five,
yeah.
And you can be the sixth. Why should they think about it, Dave? What has your experience been like so far?
It's been really educational, quite frankly. but in a good way. I have a hunger to learn more about God's Word and to get deeper into it and to study it. And these classes so far for me have provided a wonderful way to seek that knowledge, or even that depth of knowledge. I've only taken a couple so far, but it works on my schedule. So, if I'm up late and the wife's in bed, the dogs are quiet, I can do homework or do some of the reading or whatever. Up early drinking coffee. So it works schedule-wise, it works time-wise, and because you get a little bit longer to complete a course, I think the standard is 6 months. You can complete it faster, but so you get a little longer to get it done, which is also helpful if you have a busy life or a busy summer. So, yeah, I can't speak highly enough of the programs there. So,
yeah. So I would just ask you to consider what the Lord could lead you to. Obviously, not all of you are going to enroll tomorrow. It may not be God's calling for you. But for all we know, there could be someone else in here who wants to pursue an MDiv and become a pastor, full-time or a lay pastor. perhaps there are others among you, like Dave or Jonathan, who have a particular interest and you'd like to learn more about it. Recently, I had to write a paper on justification, and I cannot tell you how much I learned through that paper. Just understanding what justification really is scripturally. This education, it's hard to explain the value. It's like there's something that's just, it's right here, right in front of you. And a lot of the guys here don't even know about it. So at the very minimum, we just want to say, here it is. It's offered to all of you. It's available to everyone. So think about it. Get on the website, look through the classes, look through the degree programs, pray about it, think it over, and if you have any questions, of course, you can ask any of us who are enrolled or the elders. The elders know a lot about it. They're very involved as well. So before we move on, are there any other questions about CBTS? Yes, Daniel.
Are there a certain number of classes that you need to take? Can you take one, or do you need to take a minimum of two, or per semester?
If you're in a program?
Yes.
No, you can take one at a time. I take one class at a time.
Okay.
That way I'm focusing all my attention on just one thing. And then when I'm done, move on to the next one. So that's what works for me. Anything else?
How long is it taking you to complete these courses with the job?
With the job, yeah.
And kids.
Yeah.
Little kids.
Details.
The first class, which is a big class, Old Testament intro, took part of 6 total months, but I realized I had to quicken the pace. So now I'm doing a 3-credit class in around 3 months. If I can do it in 2, I'm really happy. But 2 to 3 months, and that's honestly, I'm not killing myself. I'm working hard every day, but it's not a burden that I just can't manage. 2 to 3 months, if you're steady pace, you should be all right.